Chapter 39. The small Falco's power loss now affected life support. Worse, our armor's integrity and even its protective capabilities had been damaged by the contradictory surge of instructions from Mendicant Bias. "Where are we, really?" the young counselor asked, peering through the single small port. "I can't see anything." Glory of a Far Dawn hung back in the rear of the craft like a wounded animal. Not so far, of course. I could reach out and touch her. All the joints of her armor had cracked. One leg and one arm had been bent back beyond the breaking point. Yet she refused to call attention to herself. She did not want to show her pain. "We're in what remains of a debris cloud," I said. "I saw stars earlier. Very far away." We were weightless. The air was growing foul. All of us were injured. The guard most severely. There was likely no food to sustain us. Even though the armor could recycle our wastes, lacking additional raw materials and running out of its own charge of energy, it would not fill our needs for long. "Mendicant Bias," I said. I could not tell whether Bornstellar or the Didact was bringing up this topic. Something had broken down all my internal barriers. I was now privy to most of the Didact's wisdom, his imprint. But its usefulness at this point seemed doubtful. Still, we wanted some questions answered. "The Didact oversaw the Contender's planning and inception and was present at its key quickening. But he was removed from any contact with Mendicant Bias 1,000 years ago. What's happened since?"
"Mendicant Bias was charged by the Master Builder with conducting the first tests of a Halo installation," the counselor said.
"Charum Hakor," I said.
"Yes. Shortly thereafter, the Halo entered slipspace on a scheduled mission and vanished. Mendicant Bias went with the installation. That was 43 years ago.
43 years on the first Halo. In the presence of the captive? Did they communicate? Can that ever make sense?"
"It might have been strained by contradictory instructions from the Didact, from the Master Builder."
"Not likely," I said. "Mendicant Bias was fully capable of working with contradictory commands. I've never known a more capable Ancilla, more powerful, more subtle, more loyal."
"What do you know about the captive of Charum Hakor?" the counselor asked. "This subject was to be part of the Didact's testimony against the Master Builder. But I suppose none of that matters now. Still, I'm curious."
"I suspect the captive made its way or was transported to the first installation."
"But what happened?"
"Still unknown. The contender would likely have been brought any unusual specimens for examination."
"Would Mendicant Bias have been able to communicate with the captive? It is said by some that you actually spoke with it, using a human device."
I saw that as if it had happened yesterday. And I noted that the counselor was addressing me as if I were the Didact. It was not a real conversation, and not in the least satisfactory, I said.
Looking down into the deactivated human time lock and beyond that secondary cage, tuning the precursor tool so small and simple, merely a smooth oval with 3 notches in its side.
"The humans found a way to activate at least one precursor artifact," I said.
"What was that?"
"A device that could selectively and temporarily open access through the captive's cage."
Seeing the great, ugly head, its compound eyes assuming a new glitter as its consciousness rose from the quantum somnolence of 50,000 years. It spoke in a forerunner dialect, one I could barely understand, archaic Digon. I remembered clearly what it said, but it took time for the context to become clear. Context is everything, across all those centuries. It spoke to me of the greatest of forerunner betrayals, the greatest of our many sins. I told the librarian and no one else. And her researches changed drastically. as did my design of Forerunner defenses against the Flood.
And now the Contender has returned and assumed control of as many installations as it could command, only to direct their power against the capital itself. It seeks the destruction of us all. Why?
A look of horror crossed his face.
Is the captive part of the Flood? Does the Flood now control Mendicant Bias?
Unknown, I said. But I think not. It was something other, older. And we have no way of knowing whether the Halo Strike did its intended damage.
The response of our warships was magnificent, the guard said, her voice weaker still.
It was magnificent, I agreed. But if Mendicant Bias had been suborned, and the domain has been permanently blocked...
The war may be lost, the First Counselor said. Never, the guard said. Never. You are the heir of the Didact, unless he be found. And if that happens, then you are his second in command. Either way, you are my commander. We will never give up. It is so.
I reached back instinctively. My armor withdrew from my hand, and my fingers brushed past her facial protection to touch her forehead, which was hot. She was in bad shape.
Your courage becomes mine. I am privileged, I said.
The guard's eyes closed. We drifted. Our armor failed. We slept. All of us. I dreamed of only one thing. Or perhaps it was hypoxia. I dreamed of the captive's glittering eyes.